Swans have ended a 20-year drought. Stevenson, Cracker gathers, shoots, and Swans have won the grand final.
Hi, this is Dennis Cometti, and you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
It's episode 17 on the Monday Waffle. You're here with Joel Tsiratsis. I've regained my throne this week, but the two girls from last week that ran the show, so Clappin and Verity Hughes,
hello.
In the studio. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Dandy.
It was quite a quiet week of Waffle. Only two games, wasn't it?
Yep.
But yeah. I just have to put it out there. Don't be deterred. We've got a huge show coming up.
Massive.
Huge.
I'm
massive.
Just, sorry, deterred. It's an interesting
word
choice.
That you deterred.
What's
wrong with deterred?
No, sorry, it's just an interesting word choice.
Did I emphasise the turd too much?
Probably.
I think so.
Deter.
Don't be deterred.
Now, we've got a huge show coming up, guys. We speak to the one and only Basil Zemplis, number one ticket holder of West Perth. So if you're a West Perth Falcons or Cardinals or Joondalup Falcons, we'll get to that later, fan, stick around for that, because that will be very interesting to hear from him. Birchie's tips and plenty more coming your way on today's show. Before we get into all that, we will start on a very, very sad note. Obviously, in the reserves, East Perth v West Perth derby game before the Waffle game on the weekend, Bo Chatley unfortunately had a very, very
severe accident.
He is still in hospital. Breathing apparatuses, apparently. Mm-hmm. Breathing support, and our thoughts, obviously, with the family.
Definitely.
With everyone involved.
So Antonio from West Perth, his jumper was pulled over his head, so he didn't have the ability to ground himself or brace himself for the fall, and his neck's gone under, and it's all over the papers today. But I think it's important to also sort of speak out a bit of support for Antonio as well, because he would just be, I can't imagine how he's feeling.
It was complete and no malice involved at all. It was completely
just freak accident.
Thoughts are definitely with everyone involved. So
definitely with Bo. And I think the hardest part about this is that those kind of tackles happen hundreds and hundreds of times all over Australia every weekend, and it was just a little bit innocuous, and for it to be so serious, it's very, very unfortunate. So our thoughts are obviously with Bo and everyone involved. So, first game of the week, what was it? Let's take us through it.
It was East Perth versus West Perth. They had...
Should I start cheering now or should I cheer later? Because we got a win in the derby!
Great effort by East Perth.
It was, wasn't it? Thanks, Soph. Really think it was. And we are in the finals!
Up and about.
I love that you say thank you like it's your...
Like you did all the work.
Well, it was hard to watch the whole game.
So East Perth, 5-0 in the third quarter. It was pretty much locked into their half in the rain. So a great effort. Yeah, it was terrible conditions. Eagles big man, ruckman Jonathan Giles, was huge. 3 goals. Simon Tunbridge kicked 2, and little Liam Duggan, who's an absolute legend, big fan, snagged one. Best on ground, though, was definitely Corey Adamson.
The baseballer, Soph.
And apparently, for those who don't know, he was chasing a baseball team over in America, but came back to Australia to play Aussie Rules.
The best game in the world.
Baseball.
Too right.
No, Aussie Rules.
Too right, Joel.
I thought you meant baseball, and I was like, no.
But he came back to play the best game in the world.
He had 33 disposals and kicked a goal.
So I guess you could say he knocked him out of the park.
Oh!
So it was a good win. But looking up, West Perth did play well, especially so they're now sitting third on the ladder, leading by 8 points at halftime. They had a few goals in the third quarter. Their two best and fairest, Shane Nelson, had 39 disposals. Luke Meadows, 33 and 10 marks. Rowan Kerr, 32. And Sandover medalist 2014 Aaron Black had also 32. Ex-Frio player Max Duffy kicked 2. So he's coming in good form on the back end of this season.
He's getting in some good form there. Duffy, great win by the Royals. Just... rivals, we don't even care. Everyone at the moment, we're just knocking them off.
It was a big, and the score 8-7-55 to 4-18-82. That's a pretty big.
Yeah, that third quarter, I was watching the game, was pretty much locked in their half. That third
18
quarter.
Points though, may I just that's, interject? That's like, terrible. That's just
very,
come on,
very inaccurate.
Something that they need to work on for sure. And also, they played so well, and to have no reward for playing well. You know, you're just kicking all these behinds. It's, you know, probably a little bit frustrating for them.
Verity, the other game of the weekend was, unfortunately, your East Frio against Peel. What happened? I don't think you're going to be too happy.
Yeah, look, Joel. It's a sad day.
You know when East Frio have had a win or a loss because Verity's
mood changes
coming
in? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sad time. East Fremantle, Mashaka's bra. 3 goals, 8 points, 26 to Peel's 10 goals, 9, 69.
Three
was goals. The summer of 69.
Yeah, three
it
goals.
It was winter.
Three
it was
goals
winter.
Is not much.
Winter of 69. And they, yeah, look, they shanked us. The Peel Thunder, they were coming off 3 losses. So it's a great win for them. Well done to them on our home ground. Peel, they just went nuts. In the first quarter, they kicked 4 goals. Second half, there was a massive downpour. I can't blame it on that downpour, unfortunately. But look, it is a factor to be considering. Rory O'Brien, 32 disposals, 2013 Sandover medalist, did really well. Dockers Matt DeBoer D-Floor, 29 possessions to his name and 12 tackles. That's pretty awesome.
That's not bad
Another
at all.
Docker, Darcy Tucker, 27 possessions and 6 tackles. And Brett Millard kicked 3, which is that's a pretty good effort.
Yep. What happened with East Frio, Verity?
East Frio, no, not much. No, I'm kidding. East Frio, not much. No, me boys. Only 3 goals for the game. A little bit sad. All 3 were scored 7 minutes into the second. And, yeah, didn't register another major. Jamie McNamara, 23 possessions. Jaden Schofield, 24. Jesse Crichton, 22.
Verity, I have to tell you, he is still in my good books, Jesse Crichton, for having one of the greatest do's in the history of the AFL Waffle, any footballing league ever.
That's a big call, and you're going to have to describe
the
dude.
That's a big call.
Well, I'm going to need every. You're going to have to Google it if you're listening, but
I'm
sure you remember.
Right now,
he used
folks.
To play for the Dockers, and he had. It was a curl, because he's got curly hair. So on top, it was all action on top, and out the back, he had a massive curly mullet and completely shaved
disgusting.
The sides.
It was,
It was
at
great.
It right now.
Jesse Crichton, one of the greatest dudes going around. Some would say revolting, but others would say
that makes
greatest
do
of
Ill.
All time.
Kind of reminds me of one of those caps you used to have to wear as a kid. So you had the
you had the flaps
the
on the side
and
to
you had
cover
like a
your
little
neck.
Flap at the back
if it was
for
made
sun
out
protection.
Of like cat hair.
That's
yes,
so bad.
That's, you know, that's
like
kind of what it looks
primary
like.
Primary school. You know what? Hats off to him.
Good work, Glavin.
Going well today.
Oh, no, that's shocker.
So, sorry to tell you about Jesse Crichton, but I just had to pop that in.
No, that's an absolute shocker.
Anyway,
moving
fourth
on.
Fourth loss, moving on.
That's their fourth loss in a row. So come on, Sharkers, bruh. Let's regain for next week. Big problem registering a score. Matt, that's just, it's not good enough for the Sharkers. They need to get stronger in the midfield and give their forwards better supply, like Peaky.
Yeah.
They don't really have anyone else but him,
that's
too.
That's the other thing, isn't it? They don't have a lot of scoring power up the front, old East Frio, so.
And unfortunately, that's how the game's played.
Yep. That's all the games for this week. Only the 2, but very good ones.
Question, what rhymes with Zempelis? That's right, nothing. So tune into the Monday Waffle. It makes perfect sense, really. The Monday Waffle, where the team waffle about the waffle. Tune in Monday.
As you've just heard from that sweeper, he's already a part of the show, a massive part of the Monday Waffle. We've got him on the line. Basil Zempelis, thanks for joining us.
That's a round of applause I can hear in the background. Great to be on the program.
Baz, I guess just first up, the very unfortunate incident with Bo Chatley that happened at Medibank Stadium. It's terrible and really sad, and I guess just such a freak accident.
So sad, isn't it? Yeah, so sad. And you feel not only for the Chatley family and everyone at East Perth, but also the Antonio family and everybody at West Perth and everyone in football, really. And I think everyone in football at any level, it's just a young kid who's obviously making his way. Pardon me, he's played 3 senior games, a member of the State 18s a year or so back. He's got undoubted promise. And just going out to play footy on a Saturday morning / afternoon like so many people do, not only around the state but around the country. And for him not to be able to go home after that game, which is just something we take for granted, it's very sad. So let's just hope that it is the best possible outcome. But obviously we're thinking of him and everybody involved with East Perth and his family.
Definitely. Have you seen, in your experience, I guess, an injury like this before?
Well, there's a famous one from the mid-70s in the VFL, Neil Shackey. He was bending down and got collected head-on. This is slightly different, and that outcome, well, we know about. This one, you know, obviously still has to play out, and we're not suggesting for a second that, you know, we necessarily need to fear the worst. But I must say, actually, there are surprisingly few, and even the use of the word surprising, I guess, could cause alarm. But, you know, it doesn't happen that often. I mean, there are not many instances of people playing football and you think of how many people have played football at so many levels over so many years in so many different competitions around the country. And there are so few examples of this. So, I mean, it is a safe game. The AFL have gone out of their way to protect the head as much as possible. But situations like this in a tackling sport, it's almost impossible to have prevented a situation like this. So it's not that common, and it's terribly sad when it does happen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Very sad, unfortunately. Baz, I guess to the footy, I went against all my dad's wishes as a youngster and ended up supporting East Perth, unfortunately, and you lost to us this weekend, upset in the derby. What do you reckon of the game?
Still can't work that one out, Joel. I just don't know what happened there with you, not the game. From a West Perth family too. Look, it was a good win by East Perth, wasn't it? And I think the conditions maybe played a bit of a part. West Perth have been on a massive roll and sitting up in third spot and looking good. And obviously it depends a little bit, doesn't it, from time to time, what's happening with West Coast and how many players are available. We know they've got... I saw Nick Natanui on Saturday, actually, just before the seniors started, and he said he had trained that morning and there had only been four players in the rehab group. So if there's only four players in the rehab group at West Coast, that means a strong contingent are going to be back at East Perth. And the best players available, they're always going to be hard to beat. But West Perth, I think, still in pretty good shape. And I think reasonably confident that they can do a good job come September.
And Basil, sorry, it's Verity speaking here. The Peel versus East Frio game, East Fremantle 26 to the Peel Thunders 69. I'm devastated. My Sharkers, bruh, they let me down this week. You can't blame the conditions. It was their home ground. The Peel just came to play. Do you think that there's any chance for them to regain some strength back for finals? Or
East Fremantle have been one of the success stories of the season, and certainly under Robert Wiley, they played, you know, on different occasions, some very good football. Peel, I guess, a little bit too, also at the mercy of the fortunes of Fremantle. And I guess, in a sense, they're a little bit stronger than they have been in some weeks, because we know Barlow was obviously back and a couple of the younger players came back down the list. Having said that, I think what we're seeing at East Fremantle is probably what is common with teams that have a lot of young players. They do fluctuate, and particularly late in the season, after a long season, it can get a bit, pardon me, tiring and a bit overwhelming. So Rob Wiley will be trying to refresh them as much as possible and just get them back towards playing as much of that good footy as they did earlier in the year. But, yeah, it does seem as though maybe this late in the season now, it's a bit of a struggle for East Fremantle. Sorry for the bad news.
Yeah. I believe they'll hopefully come back.
And Baz, one last one, just quickly, the name change as the number one ticket holder. Got a comment on that? Obviously, they've gone against it. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think eventually West Perth will change their name. It wasn't the most pressing issue for me, I've got to say. Didn't really bother me dramatically. Had they stayed as West Perth, or for that matter, had they gone? I mean, I was on record as saying that, for me, West Perth is the red and the blue, and we don't play in West Perth, and our location is not near West Perth. So it did make some sense to adopt a name that better reflects the geographic location of the club. Having said that, if there's not an overwhelming reason to change it, and by that, read financial, then I think it's fair enough that for now it stays as West Perth. Really, it's up to the community of Joondalup, the business community of Joondalup and Wanneroo, to flood West Perth I suppose, with proposals that make them realise, okay, if we change, if all this money will come into the club because we change our name, it's time to do it. Mm-hmm. But until that happens, maybe it's not as important an issue as some people have tried to make it.
Baz, thanks so much for joining us on the Monday Waffle. We might speak to you before the season's out, and good luck for West Perth for the rest of the season, I guess, and who knows? Might get another flag.
Go to the Falcons. Yeah. At least another grand final, I'm hoping for. I'm told that I cannot hand over the number one ticket holder's mantle until West Perth win a flag. My predecessor, Dennis Cometti, won the flag and then handed it on. So I'm looking for the next person to give it to. But before that, I'm looking for a premiership. So maybe this year.
There you go. Maybe. Good luck.
Thanks again, Baz.
On Dennis, actually, he's going to come in round 24, he said, into the studio for a live Monday waffle. So there you go.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Hang on, I have been in, but not for a live Monday waffle.
I'm not ruling it out.
If Cometti's prepared to do it, I'm prepared to do it.
Maybe we could get you both in, Baz. Have a little.
What a show that would be.
That would break records, I think.
Baz, thanks so much for joining us. We'll speak to you soon.
Good on you guys. Take care.
See ya.
Look, I say these things, but I don't write them. Pop the confetti. I'm Dennis Cometti. Listen to the Monday Waffle.
Come on. It's time for the Monday Waffle Tips. Let's get down to business.
You know what that intro means? It's tipping time, and joined on the line is the tipster herself, Birchie. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, thanks. And I'd like to think I'm in Tipping Central today, Melbourne. Well, AFL Central at least.
And I'm just going to just cut in really quickly. We've had a little bit of late mail.
Late mail. What is it? So what's happened?
Yeah. So Birchie, you are tipping queen.
Jeez.
And
I am.
Look, your tips are on point every single week.
Thank you.
You're committed.
Thank you.
You're driven.
Oh no.
You are. You know, you're probably one of the best tippers I outright know.
She's fluffing her right up, isn't she?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Sorry,
don't give it
but
to
last,
you.
This late mail here is showing me that you forgot to put in your tips last week.
Disgraceful. Disgraceful.
So I think that your throne needs to be pulled out from under you because that's horrible.
You know what else it means? It means there's a punishment coming your way, Birchie.
Yeah.
So what, Birchie, what happened this week in the tips?
Well, guys, Kelly's having a bit of a resurgence, isn't she? She's back on the tipping bandwagon.
Yeah, she's
and
doing
you
well.
And Joel, you and her managed to get one this week, which I'm going to give you a pat on the back when I'm back because they were some difficult games to tip. Thank God there were only two this round.
So, Birchie, you queen of tipping.
Yes, for now.
You're on 38. I'm on your heels, though. I'm on 37. And Sirats, this is just behind me on 36.
I'm coming.
And we've got Clappin over here on 34. Kelly Hayward's at 28 and Gallup, obviously, a bit behind.
Don't forget to go to the Monday Waffle Facebook page and throw us a like and follow us on Twitter.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
Okay, so looking at next week's games, we've got Claremont versus East Perth, Peel, Thunder versus Perth, Swan Districts versus East Frio, and my boys Subiaco up against South Frio. So got some good games coming up.
That's going to be an epic. Yeah, it might be a prelude to what the
Whose home ground is that? Grand final. It's at Medibank Stadium. So it'll be a Subi one.
Verity, take us through the ladder, speaking of those two top teams.
Clappin, your Lions.
My Lions.
Still numero uno,
followed by
Birchie's South Rio Bulldogs, and then West Perth, Peel Thunder, and then coming in just above the line, your Royals now, Joel.
We are in the final spots. We're coming. Here we go.
That's exciting.
It is good.
They've done well.
You've got to love a good shake-up.
They've strung a few wins together, and I'm really happy we're in that final spot.
No, it's good.
Sharkers Brat, we've just come out, and then underneath us we've got the Demons, the Claremont Tigers, and then at the bottom we've got the Swanee Districts.
There you go, guys.
Good show.
It was a jolly good today.
Show.
It was a jolly show.
You'd think two games, and yet we still jam-packed it with as much as we could.
That's what we do.
Looking forward to next week. We're all back off our work experience time off, so it should be...
Full house.
A full house. Really looking forward to the remainder of the season. We're at the business end of the season now, so...
Finals time.
Starting to
bring
it
on. Very
Get
serious.
A little bit.
Hit us up on Facebook, obviously.
So we'd just love to connect. We'd just love to have a chat with, you know, if you do listen to the podcast, you know, chuck us a comment every now and then. We're happy to chat.
Throw
we
us
love
a
good
like.
Chat.
Throw us a share.
Throw us anything.
Just, yeah. Maybe not
give
anything.
Give us some love.
not a tomato to the head.
Don't throw tomatoes at us. But
or at the
tune
screen.
In. We'll see you next
Shocking
week.
End.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.